Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for joining us. Today, I'm going to share a little bit about my testimony, why I started the Faithful Chicks podcast, and the details about the release schedule for the podcast. I grew up in a little red Lutheran church in small town Iowa. As a teen, I was strong-willed and a little bit rebellious. Basically, I didn't want anyone to tell me what to do. I started having powerful God moments, not so much at church, but in my bedroom when I was struggling. I would feel God there and talk to him about things I wanted for my life. I never told anyone about the experiences I had with God because nobody talked about the things that were happening to me in my bedroom. I didn't want people to think I was crazy. I remember praying about everything from the life that I wanted to the things I was frustrated with. I would ask God for help. It's interesting that one of the things that I prayed about so often was that I just wanted a strong family. In my heart, I didn't care about money or a lot of the things that people really prioritize. I just love the idea of a large extended family to celebrate holidays and hang out with. My family was small, so I never had those big holidays with kids everywhere, and I just really wanted that. Around the age of 15, my pastor told me he thought I had the calling for ministry. I completely blew him off. I didn't even like going to church at that point. There was no way I was going to be a pastor. Yuck. I started dating my husband, Kent, in 1995 at the age of 17. I didn't plan on marrying him back then. We just had a blast together. In college, I joined a sorority and I partied my way through the weekends. I got married to Kent in the year 2000. We had Natalie and Colin within the first 5 years of being married. I started my career as an elementary teacher. Then life started to spin out. In the end of 2006, we began this journey of the hardest season of our life. In the months ahead, we lost 4 grandparents. Kent's dad died of cancer. I had a miscarriage the day before his dad died. Then I got pregnant again a few weeks later, and I started to miscarry at 12 weeks pregnant. In the emergency room, I screamed at God in prayer. I could not take any more. I told him if he took the baby, I was going all in on my career. I was going to become a school principal and use that master's degree that I had gotten. But if I kept this baby, I would know that he had different plans for me. I'm not sure why I framed it in that way, but it's just what came out of me on the inside. They came to get me and took me into a dark ultrasound room. I wept through the whole procedure. I kept expecting the worst to hear the words that the baby was gone. As the ultrasound tech slid the wand around my belly, my heart clenched when she found the baby's heartbeat. I had to lay in bed from June 28th to November 30th, 2007. Each day that I had to lay there, I would get up and I would look in the mirror that morning and I would tell myself, I will not give up. Over and over, my doctor warned me that it was really unlikely that the baby was going to make it. Through the months ahead, I would pray for God to get me through that day. Panic attacks would completely wash over me from the stress and the worry of losing the baby. I would cry out to God. His tangible presence would actually come into the room. He would wash me over with peace,
It's really hard to explain what it felt like, but God was so real through those months to the point it changed my whole life. Jacqueline Faith Kirstein, my third child, was born on November 30th, 2007. There are so many amazing God stories I could take an hour to explain to you. The guy who wants to just stop with me, the doctor who was a perinatologist, had his own God story that he shared with me after Jacqueline was born. He had flown into the airport that day after he got his suitcase and put it in the trunk. He felt compelled to come to the hospital instead of going home. It's like something in him just knew he needed to be there. As soon as he arrived in the room, Jacqueline was being born. The reason it was important for him to be there is that her placenta had come unhooked and was following her out. When the placenta comes unhooked, that meant she wasn't getting any oxygen. The process had to be very quick to take care of her and to make sure that she was okay. I remember that they whisked her away to the warmer that day. Sorry, it still overwhelms me. The thought that God answered step by step those prayers for Jacqueline to be born, because the perinatologist not only told me about his airport story, but he said that he studied the placenta and that baby should have never made it here. The placenta was completely destroyed, didn't have good blood flow, and was barely attached. He looked at me and said, "Kelly, it was an act of God that this baby made it here." I knew that God was up to something in my life. I had an epidural headache after she was born, which means that you're leaking spinal fluid and you have a headache that kind of mimics a migraine. It makes it very hard to think. The hospital did a blood patch on me, but throughout the day, something happened and it didn't stick. So the headache came back. Late that night, while I was in bed, I cried out to God. I told him I couldn't take one more thing. In that moment, a light filled my eyes and the presence of God washed over me. That epidural headache went away and it was healed and never came back. Now, I know from experience that that doesn't just happen. When Natalie was born, I had an epidural headache that lasted 2 weeks. Then I went in and got a blood patch, which is what put an end to it. I know that God answered my prayer. As Jacqueline continued to grow, 12 days later, we got out of the NICU and we went home, back to life, back to the two kids who had been waiting for me, back to my husband. And it was time for me to figure out, how are things going to look different? I knew in my heart that God had different plans for me. And through that season, I thanked God every single day for letting me have Jacqueline. I knew it was him, and in my heart, I knew that he had given to me for a reason to use it for good in my life. I was going to grab onto that with everything that I had. I surrendered my life to him and let him know, God, I'm going to do things your way. A few months later, I went in and I gave up my career. I told the superintendent that I knew I needed to stay home with my baby and that I couldn't come back for the rest of the school year. Thank God he was who he was, because he said, "Kelly, we'll get you back in if you don't like staying home." I had never planned on being a stay-at-home. I had always thought I would be a career woman. I was afraid. It wasn't easy to take that step of faith and to obey what I felt like God was asking me to do, but I did it anyway. The superintendent just reassured me that he thought I was doing the right thing. After I surrendered my career, I started this class that was called Alpha, which is just a very foundational class that teaches you about faith and things to get you going to really pursue and start studying the Bible. And the Holy Spirit weekend, I received the first vision for my ministry. What I heard and I saw was a vision of teenagers, and I heard two words, Grace 180. That was it. But I knew that God was showing me something, so I got started studying in the Bible. up to that point, I really didn't study much. I had grown up in church. I was serving as an adult in the worship team. I was at church during the week, but I didn't necessarily spend a lot of time with God. I didn't read the Bible. I knew if I was going to start this group and God had plans, I'd better get started learning what the Bible said and gaining understanding of so many things that I didn't know at that point. It wasn't until 2010 that I understood what that first vision meant. I was sitting at a Women of Faith event in Des Moines, Iowa. This promo came on for the Revolve Tour that showed teen girls having a good time and spending the weekend with Jesus. And I just hit my heart that this was it, that I was supposed to take a group of girls to the Revolve Tour in Kansas City. I went to the meeting that day and signed up for 10 tickets, which cost $1,000. I didn't have a group yet. I didn't have $1,000, to be quite honest. But I knew if I didn't make that commitment, that I wouldn't get started. So I committed myself to it. I went home and I prayed and I said, all right, God, if you want me to form a group, what do you want me to name it? On this little sticky note, I wrote out the word chicks, because that's what I heard. And I asked God, well, what does that even mean? Keep in mind at that point, I really was not super deep into the Bible. Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Christ, hands, influence, confidence, kindness, and self-control. It kind of gave me a picture of what my ministry was supposed to look like for young women. It just went from there. I went to the bank. I started an account with $100 of my own money. I went to the school and had a lunch meeting in the middle school. Girls came. In the first chicks meeting, there were 20 girls there. God provided the lessons. And what step by step, he has led me to where I am today. Here I am, beginning a podcast. I believe that God has called me to reach out to young women like you because I have such a heart and a passion to help you step into the life that God created you for. I understand young women that are rebels. I understand strong-willed girls. I understand when you mess up. I don't think bad of you. God gave me eyes to see how amazing you are, to see the good plans he has for you and help you to step into that life that you were made for. Honestly, I also want to bust up the preconceived notion that faith is lame or boring. If you think that, you need to hang out with me because the beginning of my faith story that I shared here is just the start. I have so many wild God moments and so many exciting things that happened to me that I know I can inspire you to go after what God has for you because it's so good. Let me illustrate today a little bit more about my calling and something that happened to me. I was entering the chick's office building and I noticed this little sparrow dangling from a tree by her leg. She was struggling to get free from this string, and all of her efforts were useless. I ran inside, and I got a ladder and a pair of scissors, and with a couple of little snips, she was able to fly free with just a little bit of help. In that moment, I felt like God was giving me a picture. He's given me the tools to help set you free from things that have tangled you up, that have made you feel hopeless, that have made you see yourself in a light where you don't see all the good in you. I want to help you work through things that are damaged in your heart. I want to help you heal from the pain. Let me tell you, it works. Time and again, I have seen young women come to freedom through partnership with Christ. God has given me a heart and a passion to help you live your best life. I love to talk through scenarios to help you think about choices that fit with who you are and to build that strong belief in Jesus. Along the way, so many people have supported and helped me step into understanding of who I am, and I want to do the same for you. Here's the story on our release schedule. New episodes will come out each week, so subscribe on your favorite podcast form and you will get notified when the episodes become available. In our first part of the season, we're going to talk about dating and how to handle the different aspects that come with including a special person in your life. We will also talk about other things that relate to everyday life, living Christian lifestyle. I will eventually have interviews with young women that I know and love, and I think their stories will inspire you. I will take time to answer your questions. I'm going to try to recommend music, movies, books, all of those things that will help you develop a dynamic faith and live a Christian lifestyle. Each episode that I create will pair with a blog post that will include scriptural references for those who want to know more about things in scripture and that they want to dive deeper into the topic and take time to reflect with God and to really go after the change that you're desiring. I encourage you to download the Chicks Ministry app or go to chicksministry.org to find the blog posts that pair with this episode and let the journey begin.
Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.